Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Now back to Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.
McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Our next guest, she just came back from an all-day speaking event. She wants to help you get your career jump started. She is a career coach and spiritual guide, and our good friend Gina Murata. It's great to see you.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Genius guru. Pete, did you pick this music?
I did.
I can't believe it.
Why?
I love it.
It's Anthony Rizzo's walk-up music for the Cubs. Yes, it is.
It's so fun. It's just so Gina right now. It's exactly what we're talking about.
You are dancing to it. Tell us about the event today.
Yes, well, I had to pick walk-up music for the event today because I was one of the featured speakers. So I was at Grit and Grace Day today, hosted by the fabulous Cheryl Jackson. Mm-hmm. And it was a women's conference all about really like making it the year of you. And she talks about grit and grace. So grit is like the fight to accomplish whatever it is that you want in your career and in your life. But grace is the softness that women bring, self-care, being good to yourself as a balance to allow you to really thrive.
Guys can have grit and grace too. I know women, we bring the grace, but I'm looking at Pete for a second and I'm thinking, can Pete bring grace?
I can bring it. I really can't.
Tell us about grace for you, Pete. What would that be?
Being nice to people, maybe. You tell me. You're the career coach. Tell me about the grace. What can I bring?
I mean, like, if guys wanted to go today, could they have gone? I know it was a woman's
event. Yes, I did hear that there was a man there that had been one of my clients that also knew the host that was present. So, yes, there were some, probably a couple of men there that were, like, specially invited.
So it was a full day of speakers.
Yes.
And then you got up and spoke. And
yes.
There was, like, 500 people there?
Yes. It was a packed house.
I saw pictures.
Yeah, it was a packed house. And I was the closing speaker today. So my job, I had a really clear job. I was to help everybody take what they learned from the day and be able to create a dream, create a vision of what am I going to do with what I got out of today.
God, that is tough.
That's a big job.
Can you give it to us in a nutshell?
Yeah. Well, I have a tool that I utilize. It's free on my website as a download. It's called the Career Vision Guide. And so the idea is we all have the information we need within us about our paths and where we want to go, but we sometimes have to dig it out. It may be buried. And so it's taking the time, and all you need is a structure of questions to ask you, hey, what's inside of there? And what might be blocking you? And what are some strategies to help you pull that out? So this is what the Career Vision Guide is. It's a 7-page guide with a 1-page template that asks you to answer 4 different questions that help you pull your dream out and how to begin to see it through as a vision.
Now, what if you're not, like, people are listening right now, and they're like, well, I'm not really stuck, but I thought about this one time, or this has always been brewing, you know, on the side of the back of my head. Do you have to be stuck? Can you be happy? Can you still fill it out and say, oh, I'm going in the right direction, or maybe I should make a right-hand turn?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jane. It's actually good for someone in any situation. So if you're stuck and you're not clear of your direction, you can actually use it and say, well, but my desire is to really do work I love, and that's what you've identified. But as you said, if somebody has a sense of their path, but like ideas that they've always wanted, that's what you start to put down in your vision. And it's not a commitment to make it happen tomorrow. A vision is something that's like a bigger picture that might take a year, might take 5 years, but you start writing these things down as a commitment to, this is a direction I want to go. I don't know how it's going to open, and you don't have to, but I've had some of these moments in my career. As you all know, I've changed careers twice, and it takes a starting point of, well, what do I really want to do, and where do I really want to go? Or if you're not even changing your career, sometimes it's like, well, what's that next up level of leadership to take me where I'm meant to thrive and grow?
That was one of the things that I was going to bring up, because you've done this. So you've experienced it.
Yes.
And people that are listening right now, where do they start? Give us the starting point
Yes.
right now.
The starting point for when someone feels stuck Is
sure.
that what you're
yep.
asking?
Yeah. Yep.
yeah. Okay, great. So if you're feeling like you don't know what your next move is, this is when it's most important to do what we talked about at the conference today. The title of my talk was Permission to Dream. So it's setting aside time and space and energy and knowing it's not just one sitting, but it's going to be a series of moments. You could schedule a date with yourself of, okay, I'm going to sit down and journal and daydream and write my ideas. Okay, I'm going to sit down and work with Gina's career vision guide and explore how that could help me. I'm going to listen to some TED Talks today, right? And it's just start to get what's inside of you stirred and brewing. That's the first step.
Because so a lot of times we could just like, that could just live down deep and we could have buried it
yes.
so far down there after years and years and years of working that it might take a little while to churn up and be like, oh, that's what I really want to do.
Right. And most of the people that hire me as a coach hire me because they're not sure what that next thing is that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But 80% of the time, they do know, they just have buried it deep down inside. So my job is just to help them excavate it and pull it out.
So by taking time and space, they're generating ideas and writing a journal.
That's
it may trigger something.
It's giving that permission to open something up. That's why a conference like today is so great. Like, you're giving yourself the time and the space to say, I want to explore what's next. I want to be open to ideas. I want to, you know, listen to what's inside of me. Or maybe somebody's going to say something that's going to trigger that information inside of me that helps me know what's really right for me to do.
What if something's not flowing? If you're taking time,
yes.
I listen to probably 3 TED Talks a week mm-hmm. just to fill time as mm-hmm. I'm working on my computer. And I listen to Cheryl's, by the way. Cheryl Jackson has a great TED Talk. She does.
I'm going to write
that
down.
It's called Grit and Grace.
Yeah, uh-huh. Grit and Grace. So where do they go or what do they do if they yeah. don't have any flow or if they're stuck?
Yeah. So if it's not flowing, there's some bigger spiritual lesson to be learned. So this is the spiritual guide part of the work that I do. We get stuck at certain points in
yeah.
our lives,
yeah.
right? Like, we can
yeah.
all relate. We've all been there. And this
yeah.
is the time. This is actually, but this is actually, you know, the calm before the storm or the, what do
yes.
they say? The it's always darkest before the dawn. That's mm-hmm. the saying.
It's been dark for a while. Keep going.
Yes. So, but this is when, if you're willing to dig in and do the work and say, what's really going on here?
Really,
what am I not able to see?
Yeah.
What's getting in my own way? Great time to work with a coach or really sit down with people that love you and just say, give me some, you know, insight here. What do you see? What's going on? What am I really afraid of? Because there's something there that when you break through it, it will open the doors. It
right.
really will open the doors.
It's so interesting because, you know, we're mentored our whole life of schooling, right? So you get to be a freshman in high school and you're mentored all the way to be a senior. And then you've got the counselors. And then where are you going to college? And then you get to college and you have your career people that are helping you decide and your mentors and your professors. And then you get out and you work. And then you get laid off, and then you're like, I live in another state.
I need somebody to help me.
I
what am
know.
I doing?
And
right.
it's an I found myself in that situation probably like 10 years ago, and I was I called my college, and I was like, can I talk to you? I've been out of school for 20 years, but I still need a little counseling. And
right.
I needed a career coach. I needed a guide. Like, I needed this, your PDF. Where's my name of it here? The vision guide. I needed to create those visions. I think sometimes we forget that that's how everything starts.
Yes. One of the things, too, Pete, to your question, is sometimes when things aren't flowing, it's because you're doing the S word. You're shoulding on yourself. Okay?
Should.
Yes.
Yes.
Career decisions made with that word, well, this is what I should do next, are usually not actually the best direction for you. So I find people sometimes come to see me and they're stuck and they're either not motivated and they're like, I don't know what's wrong. I can't do this thing I want to do, or it's not flowing. And the real problem is they're not listening truly to what they want.
Right.
They're doing what they think is the next right step. Air quotes, the right step.
So their brain is taking over where
yes.
their gut should be speaking.
Yes.
That's why you write things down, because you can't lie to yourself when you're writing,
right?
That's
right. That's right. That
damn, you're good. Man. But
you
as a guy, men internalize everything and they feel like, I can figure it out myself.
I know, and this is the reality. The reality is, if you've got a big dream within you, and that's what we're talking about. I'm not talking about just getting somebody to their next job.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like following through on work you love and what's your passion and what you were really born to do, because that really does flow when you're lining up with that. So if someone is stuck, it's really looking at, well, what am I doing to not listen to myself, right? And with men in particular, you're saying men think that they need to have it all figured out on their own. I really, from my experience, have never seen anybody accomplish something incredible by themselves.
Right.
It takes other people to contribute, support, and help.
And just saying it out loud to someone else, it becomes reality. I think.
Yes. It does. That's right.
And it's not, are we going to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Save that.
I'm going to save it. I'm going to talk about the struggle.
Yes. Struggle's real.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. You have a free session right now. If you have a question, Gina Marotta is here. Your website, Marotta?
Yes,
Gina. GinaMarotta.com.
Oh, and we have our first text, so I'll read it to you when we come back.
312-981-7200, our phone number and our text line. We'll talk to Gina coming up next.
Work is a four-letter word, but it doesn't have to be that way. So joining me today is author and career coach, Gina Marotta.
Now back to Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.
Well, that was on GinaMarotta.com. Jane and Gina on a video.
Work is a four-letter word, but it doesn't have to be that way. Joining me today is career coach Gina Marotta. Gina came on my show called Creative Living.
Mm-hmm.
It's a national show, films out of Phoenix, Arizona. Gina came out. She was on a show, and she brought the career guide. We made a vision board. It was an amazing segment. You should all watch it on GinaMarotta.com.
When you go to download the Career Vision Guide, you can see that video on that page.
I'm going there right now just to see myself.
It's right on the front page. It's interesting that you say the vision board, because I got stuck this week and I brought out some old notes and I did have a vision board. And I have to change a few things around on the vision board.
Yeah.
It's constantly changing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You should be updating it.
Every year, right?
I update it every year.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just, you know, things change, or you sense a better way to express what it is you truly want.
Or you outgrow something. It's like, why did I ever want to focus my energy on that? What was I thinking?
Or you look back and you go, oh, I did that. Oh, I did that. Right. Oh, and I did that. And that's great. Because then you can just check those boxes off. And then once you've accomplished what you want, you think, wow, I thought that was such a big deal. And now I look back and I think, oh, that was no big deal. It's really kind of a cool thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to basics. Remember how easy it was when you just graduated from college and approaching potential employers? It seemed like you had no fear. How come as we get older, it's like, oh, I can't do that. I can't reach out to that person.
The older we get, the more we become comfortable and safe.
So we don't want to do that, do we?
We don't want to get out of the comfort zone. We don't want to rock the boat.
We don't want to bother anybody.
I love talking.
Look at your body language when she said that.
Do I have to call them? What?
When I talk to college students, they're so quick and easy to access this dream within. When I talk to someone in their 40s or 50s, it's much harder. It takes more work.
Why?
We're just closed off. We're set in our ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I call it's the party line, right? Like, the party line has told us what the safe careers are, what the safe moves are, right? And how we're supposed to proceed in our career, and we're following that. So we stop just listening to ourselves, which might have a really great, bold idea of how to approach something or what we really want to do, and instead we're taking the safe route. And sometimes that safe route is the reason things aren't flowing, because the safe route is the ordinary route.
And you mean, like, towing the party line? Right? I'm going to take this part. Or you mean like, hey, it's the party line. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that party line, like corporate party line or political party line. Yeah. Like, we all say the same thing. Right. Like, hey, if you want to be a writer, you're not going to make any money. So do something safer than that.
But I would like it to be the party line. Like, whoop,
yes!
I'm picking up the phone. It's the party line. What do you want to do?
Let's change that, Jane.
Okay.
Let's turn it
around. I was listening to what you were saying, and I was thinking, oh, that's like a political or a work party line. But in my head, I want it to be like the party line of the 80s when you'd call up and talk to people.
I love the party line. How do you get people out of their comfort zone? Clients that you have, since you're a career coach? Gina Marotta?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Because we're all set in our ways. We all have a comfort zone, and we don't want to step outside of it. Remember, the word of the year, we had you on at the beginning of the year, and the word of the year for me is uncomfortable.
How do you feel now?
I do try to challenge myself with something big once a month. And this month it was, of course, the dancing.
That's right.
I did the dancing thing.
Well, and what difference did that make for you?
I loved it. And it opened it up, not just with the dancing, to a new charity that I told them, I want to be the MC next year. I want to MC this thing for them. I want to help them along and give them more exposure.
Yeah. Well, so what you hit on really answers the question. Find what you love. Find things you love to do, whether or not they look like they can help your career or not. And actually, dancing or something creative, whatever that creative outlet is wonderful to stir up the energy you need to move things forward. Because creativity is a flow that we allow in.
Right.
And if you're allowing it in when you dance, you're allowing it in everywhere. So again, wherever you might be stuck, now that flow is going to move a little bit more. You know, when I'm writing a speech or something like that, let's say, and I'm feeling stuck and my brain is like, you know, trying to get real logical and I'm like, this is no good. It's not any fun. I actually get up and dance.
She does.
I turn on 90s house music. That's what I grew up on.
90s house music.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I get up and I dance and I just like start moving my energy and it creates a flow.
I've taken a full day session of one of Gina's like seminars and she makes you get up every now and again and dance.
You got to move your body. Seriously.
You got to move your body.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about the struggle because everything is sunshine and roses and I think that's fine and there's always a way out. However, there are people that are listening. They're like, this is a bunch of hooey. Like, it's not going to work for me.
Right.
I can't do this.
Right.
Okay, I've just said two really bad words, not and can't. Now, once you open that up and you start, it's not easy. Right? There are certain points, and I experienced this when I took your seminar, that at one point I was like, oh, I guess this is not for me. And then I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then the next thing you know, I'm crying. And then I'm like so happy I couldn't believe it because it took me on a roller coaster ride of all of these emotions and things that were inside.
That's right. That's right. And so one of the things that we're all really looking for is what's known as the hero's journey, right? So you can go keep following that safe route in your career and move along and have this like low-grade level of dissatisfaction that you're kind of struggling with and getting by.
Yeah.
Right? But the reality is when you go for it, like you're talking about, Jane, like, oh, I'm scared. Oh, my God, this is going to be hard. But you start to come up with strategies, which is important. You don't just leave yourself hanging there. You get strategies to, you know, you get people in your life. You get different things that you can do. You start working on, well, what is it? How is this that you can, you know, turn around the fear in your brain? There's actually techniques for that. Coaches teach these things. You know, there's all kinds of strategies you can come up with. And it's by moving through that fear, getting uncomfortable
a little bit,
that over time you become a better version of yourself, right? And this is what we're talking about with if you're stuck and it's not flowing, what's going to happen when you keep moving forward and you go deep within and you figure out what's wrong and you keep moving it forward and you come out on the other side that you actually triumph over that fear? That's the hero's journey and you are a better person for all of life. You will love your family more. You will be more courageous in anything that you want to do. You will have that creativity flow that has you just bringing out the best ideas. People are going to be attracted to you, wanting to hire you, and it's what happens when you open yourself up and you get beyond that fear, and you have amazing joy and deep satisfaction and fulfillment, which is what we all really want.
We got about 90 seconds. I want to get to these text messages, but I want to ask you,
so fast,
how do you stop beating yourself up for making bad decisions, past bad decisions?
Yeah, you got to let the past go.
How do you do that?
It's so hard. So I really love a good release ritual. Pete, we've talked on a show before about a burning ritual.
Right, the burning thing.
Burning ritual.
I've burned just about everything.
So
I don't know what else to burn.
So you can, you have to learn forgiveness of yourself.
Right.
But then actually doing something physical to demonstrate, I am releasing this. I call it symbolic action. Like it may, in your brain, you don't feel ready totally yet, but if you write down on a piece of paper this past mistake that you made and you burn it and you hold that intention of, I don't know how I'm going to let this go, but that's why I'm burning this piece of paper, you do something to your subconscious mind that really does begin to let it go.
Wow. God, I love that.
I've never heard of that. Are you going to ask one more?
Yeah, 219. What do you do if you like your work but don't like your management?
Yes. Okay. So we're going to get into some spiritual wisdom here, which is about relationships. So relationships come into our life, whether it's your significant other, your boss, your best friend, your parent. When you are troubled in a relationship, you are being asked to look at something within yourself.
Wow.
I've heard that before, but I never thought of it with management.
Yes. And so, you know, let's say, I don't know the situation of this person, but let's say you have a domineering boss, a boss that's not letting you express yourself. Well, it's showing you how you actually feel about yourself on the inside. It's bringing out those feelings for you to deal with and clear away. And when you do that, you're going to actually, it's like that hero's journey, you're going to come out on the other side better because you navigated through it. And it's not always about confronting that person that may sometimes get into the scenario, but it's more than anything about the work you do on yourself.
Boy, I needed that talk three years ago.
I love that.
773, I know someone who lost their job at 35 years of age, then again 15 years ago at 56 years of age. This person has never looked for another job since. Oof. So in 15 years, they haven't looked for a job.
Wow.
They just quit. Wow. What do you do? How do you motivate them? It's been 15 years. That's tough.
Yeah, so...
That sounds like depression.
Yeah, I mean, if there's something else going on.
That sounds like a psychologist thing.
When I hear of somebody who claims, let's say, lack of motivation, that I'm not motivated, which is...